for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Niagara County Sheriff Michael Filicetti with us live on WBEN, the Trocare College Live Line, this morning. You know, before we get to talking about high-speed chases, you have to have some reaction to that ambush story in Idaho this morning. Mike, what do you think of that?
Good morning. Yeah, I was listening to that yesterday and today, and it's just tragic. And it's, you know, first responders go to deal with emergencies, and they're met with somebody laying in wait to take their lives. And I just think it's tragic when these things happen. And I just don't understand the motivation behind people that do these things.
Well, it's a really tragic story and situation. Hopefully everybody else who responded to that scene is doing okay in Idaho. Sheriff, we brought you on to talk about a new proposal from the state attorney general regarding police pursuits. She wants to ban police pursuits with some narrow exceptions. Now, I saw this last week and was thinking, isn't this kind of already the case? I mean, police don't just all of a sudden go after everybody at top speeds, do they? What do police do right now in the case of a pursuit?
So we have a very specific pursuit policy, and it's very clear. The first thing that it says in there is that a traffic violation doesn't justify a lengthy pursuit. So that's part one. The other thing we look at is the degree of hazard to the public, the seriousness of the offense, and then the ability to identify suspects at a later time. So initially, the deputy has control of the pursuit, and they're assessing all those things. They're also looking at the time of day of the week, the traffic, the speed of the pursuit. And the supervisor also, the first thing they ask is, what is the speed? What's the reason for the pursuit and level of traffic? So we already have a very strict policy in place that limits pursuits. The problem that I have with this proposal is number one, do we have a problem statewide with police pursuits? There's no central data collection to push this proposal forward to say, yes, there actually is a problem here. We need to take care of this. I think the first step would be to look at data before you put a proposal forward like this and even consider legislation.
The other thing, too, is that these decisions are really split second, right? Life and death decisions that are being made.
They're absolutely split second decisions. And really, you know, the part that always gets me is these decisions are made in Albany or in New York City. and they don't ever talk to the people that are charged with keeping the community safe. Sheriff, what do you need in your community to deal with police pursuits? Are you having an issue with police pursuits? What is your current policy? None of those things ever get asked. They take studies from other states, put things together, and say, this is what we think will work best in your county. And I struggle with these. This brings me back to bail reform. A lot of these things come out of New York City. If you look at this proposal that she's put together, the Attorney General, three of the four named New York City as examples of problems with police pursuits. Well, if the problem is in New York City, once you look at data, then deal with it in New York City. This is what they did with bail reform. It was an issue in New York City, and then it got pushed across the entire state. So, you know, I think we really need to slow down and look at data and see if, number one, if a problem even exists, and what are you currently doing to curtail police pursuits? And quite frankly, if there is an issue with police pursuits, let's look at it and figure out collectively what we need to do to make things safer.
How are those decisions made in real time with deciding whether or not to pursue a suspect? Is it based on the crime, you know, whether or not they have a weapon? What kind of things go into it?
So the degree of hazard to the public is first and foremost, the seriousness of the offense. And I throw time of day in there because think of, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on South Transit Road in Lockport. It's probably not a good time to, you know, have a high speed pursuit because it's heavy, heavy traffic. Now, if you look at, say, 3 in the morning on South Transit, you may pass a car or two. So there's a lot of things that this proposal doesn't take into consideration. And it really just says, look, here's two narrow situations. If a serious or violent felony has been committed, you can pursue. If a driver's conduct threatens immediate to severe bodily harm or death to themselves, bystanders, or officers, you can pursue. Other than that, no. So I think this is way too restrictive as to when you can pursue and for what reasons you can pursue. I'm not alone in dealing with stolen vehicles. In this proposal, if somebody runs in a stolen vehicle, regardless of the time of day or when it is, you're not to pursue under these guidelines. And I think that's a problem. Because as raised the age has caused issues with juveniles stealing cars, especially in my county, what do we do? Do we just let them go? I think that sends a bad message to people that are out committing crimes that we're not going to chase you. Just go ahead and take off.
Do we need to go back and look at the other end, you know, the criminal penalties right now that you know, as to why they're getting off for things like this?
Absolutely. I've said over the last 5 years that we've watered down our criminal justice system here in New York State. And when we chase somebody, we had a stolen vehicle the other night. We pursued that vehicle. It wasn't a real lengthy pursuit. At the end of it, it was juveniles that got appearance tickets. They get a slap on the hand. Even adults, we had another pursuit the other night, processed and released. I think, you know, when there's lack of consequences for your actions, you're more apt to say, why not give it a try? Let's see if we can outrun the police. The worst that's going to happen is they're going to give me an appearance ticket at the end of this. And, we do need to increase penalties and start holding people accountable again in the state.
You're saying this. Who's listening?
I hope somebody in Albany is listening. I really feel like... even with our State Sheriff's Association communicating with the leaders in Albany, that we really never have a seat at the table and these things get done, this legislation gets passed, and they don't listen to how it affects us, the boots on the ground. And it's very, very frustrating, you know, when people look at us and say, well, how come you cannot stop these types of crimes or what is going on with this? And I point to the legislation that we never had a seat at the table to discuss.
Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the time.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.